Turn your living room into a joyful, hands-free playroom with Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ. Your child sings, moves, and learns right alongside JJ and friends, all on the big screen. It's designed thoughtfully to spark speech, rhythm, and coordination through songs and active play. Try an ad-free, safe, and interactive way to make screen time part of their learning and growth. Parents love how easy it is, voice-controlled and frustration-free. Kids love every moment of singing, laughing, and playing along. It's fun for them, and it's feel-good for you. Available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Just search Volley in your TV's app store and start your free trial of Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ today. That's Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ. Available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Search Volley and start your free trial today.
Volley.
Welcome back to Fostering Faith. And so we are here and we are back for another episode. And so if you do not know us, we are Fostering Faith. My name is Tracy Foster. I'll be your host today. And we're going to do something a little different today. You know how sometimes you can just be listening to something and you just want to laugh and think and grow a little closer to Jesus. Well, we have that for you today. And so we're going to cover every topic. Think of this episode as like a casserole, kind of like whenever you go for Christmas morning breakfast and it's like you have your pancakes and your sausage and your eggs all like kind of in one casserole. It's a little bit of everything. And so we're going to have a very good bite of soul searching food. So grab your coffee, settle in, and let's get started. And so some topics that we have been looking at, if you just scroll through any social media or podcast, and so you look on Apple or Spotify and you see true crime, you see comedy, you see faith and wellness and navigating the news, family, friends, fiction, you have faith forward. And so we have so many different topics. And so what about having a podcast that kind of covers it all? And so as we had the opportunity to do a women's conference 2 weeks ago, it was a war conference. And so we were able to gather around women and encourage them and inspire them. And I loved every minute of it. I loved it because we got to do breakout sessions. I got to lead one on leadership and how to lead with grace and just walked the women through how I have ran my business and have been successful in that because we let Christ lead everything as far as like schedules and money and just whatever he wants to do with our time and our attention. Our focus is on him and we live by godly principles. We don't go by what earthly standards of success are, and we lead by grace. We lead people in the way that he has led us. And so we were able to do that breakout session. And then we were able to do the devotion in the morning, and I called it Wake Up Esther. And so our script was Esther 4:14, and so you were made for just a time as this. And so we got to encourage the ladies and women that they were made for just a time as this. And so if you know the story of Queen Esther, she was made the queen to save the Jews. And so as we walked through the story, we were able to encourage and motivate that no matter where and what position that you were in, you are able and well abled to do things that are really hard with Christ by your side. And so Esther prayed and fast, and she walked into the king's corridor, and she didn't know whether she was going to get the golden scepter, you know, passed to her or what, but she did it by faith. She did it knowing that God has called her for more. And she was able to save the Jewish nation. So we are always in prayer with our Heavenly Father because his ways are greater than our ways. And whenever it does not make no sense, we know that his ways are greater. And he's equipped us with everything that we need. If we allow him to lead, then we really can't fail. And so as we were looking into doing podcast topics for this week, we were just like, you know, what are people searching for? What are people like really interested in? How can we tie that into a biblical principle? And so you have true crime. And so we have true crime in scripture. And so let's address the elephant in the room. True crime. It's everywhere. I mean, you can't scroll through podcasts without tripping over a story of disappearance and murder and like what happened to them. But if you've ever thought about one of the greatest true crime stories ever, seriously, It was about the betrayal, the conspiracy, prison escapes, God redeeming it all. Joseph's brother threw him in a pit, sold him for slavery, and they thought they got away with it. But plot twist, God used that to save a whole nation. That's divine justice at its finest. And so you can just see the headlines now, CSI Canaan. And so we look at the scripture and we have such true crimes and we have so many different things that we can look at in scripture that really are juicy. I mean, even just look at the story of David. Look at the story of Moses. I mean, you have murder, you have deceit, you have kings, you know, hiring people to kill people off. I mean, so you really have just a really true crime story. You have brothers killing their brother because they raped their sister. I mean, you walk through 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel. I mean, you walk through that Old Testament. And I mean, you really do have true crime situations. And you just like, how can people be bored reading scripture? There's no way. I just can't imagine like opening it up and just being bored out of your mind. And then you have the comedy. We all need to laugh. Laughter is literally almost the best medicine. I mean, just a good laugh. I mean, even just to assign depressed patients, like they have to watch funny movies. They have to laugh every hour. And that really does break the cycle in your brain. And so you produce endorphins, you produce, you know, hormones that make you naturally happy. And so speaking of drama, which lightens things up, so you have the awkward prayer moments, like whenever you're in a small group and someone says, let's go around and pray out loud. Suddenly your brain is like loading screen and it's like doing that buffering, like what? So how about when someone's prayer is like really long and you start mentally assigning like your spiritual Fitbit that's like 10,000 words and counting, but hey, God hears it all, even if it's the ums, the awkwards, the pauses, and it's done with grace. And so as you walk into, you know, religion and faith, it doesn't have to be serious. God is funny and he has a really big sense of humor. Try praying for something and you getting it and realizing how bad of an idea it was. And he's saying, you asked for it. Like, there you go. And so he really does have a sense of humor and he is kind and he is funny. And just the times throughout the day that you could just sit back and laugh and just be like, oh my gosh, like I asked for this. This is what I got. And I bet he's just up there just kind of laughing. And so it really is just a walk with him in our everyday lives. And we don't have to take it so seriously. And we can just laugh and carry on. So what about the wealth or the fitness and faith aspect of all the podcasts? And so let's talk about health. And no, I'm not here to push anyone to drink a kale smoothie because I don't do that myself, or a recipe. It's all about balance. Our bodies are temples. And let's be honest, we've done a ton of podcasts before on faith and wellness. And those are my two most favorite topics, is health and wellness. And it is about faith in Jesus. And so it's a different aspect. And you can go back and listen to the other podcasts that we've done. And so in my journey, whenever I delivered Gia, I was 300 pounds. And I was on 100 units of insulin a day. I had gestational diabetes with her. And I made it a goal to be back to my pre-pregnancy weight before her first birthday. And so it was with hard work and discipline and the want to be the mom that could chase her around the room and to be the mom that could just have so much energy and just be up and just do all the things that God has called me to do with her. I really do feel like health and wellness are so important with your faith because he cannot take you in ministry if you're not healthy. And so sometimes we just need to let go and let God in that sense. God created rest too. And so it's about the temple and what you're putting into it. And so in our practice, we really focus on the food that God made. We focus on protein. We focus on, you know, low carb vegetables, cruciferous vegetables, berries, you know, low glycemic index foods, you know, water, tea, and coffee. We don't trade, you know, cocaine for heroin. We're not doing fake sugar for real sugar. We're not doing any of that. You know, we're just eating simple one worded ingredients and then we're leaving it at that. We're working out, we're moving, we're strength training, we're gaining muscle, we're getting our, you know, gram of protein per ideal body weight, we're drinking our gallon of water, we're, you know, having electrolytes, we're doing all the hard things. And so It is about hydration and movement and, you know, being careful of what you're putting in your gates. And so that, you know, the worship music that you're listening to, you know, the whatever you're running to, whenever you're listening, whenever you're on a treadmill, those are things that are going into your gates. And please know, you know, trying to worship whenever you're running on the treadmill is harder than when it is, because I've almost fell off several times. And it is, you know, it's pretty funny, but it's also very scary whenever you're trying to fall off a treadmill. And so we really do have, you know, faith and wellness. You know, whenever we're talking about Christ, he is, he made you. And so I just take it as such a journey to take care of what he's given us. And it really is just a desire of mine to inspire and encourage people that if I can do it, you guys can do it. And you can see on my other videos, I've lost the weight. I've lost more than that. I've lost 160 pounds. I've kept it off. And we work out every day except for on Sundays. We have a day of rest, and we hydrate. We eat clean food and we thrive. It's not about struggling and just being all the things, because really what you're linked to, I mean, we know that your gut health is so important and you are what you eat. So if you eat junk, you're going to feel like junk. And so it really is, I just try to take care and be a great steward of what he's given us. And navigating the news in Christianity, what are we doing? And so watching the news sometimes can feel like taking a drink from a fire hose, overwhelming and not refreshing. But as Christians, we don't have to live in fear. Psalm 46:1 says that God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in our trouble. So instead of doom and gloom and like just scrolling, just trying to think the like the latest news and like all the things, every news line, just pause and pray. And trust me, it'll change how you see the world. All the headlines, who's in charge? Who's ever sitting in the president's seat? Who's in charge? And so these headlines are maybe an opportunity to expand our prayer life, because those things that we necessarily wouldn't have prayed for, we now have access to for him to take over, because he has the final say, because he has what our best interest in, are in heart, and we have the opportunity to intercede for those people that don't even know us. And so we see a tornado, we see fire, we see famine, we see all this negative stuff and like, how could God let this happen? But in the same instance, like why are, we can take that opportunity to grow in our spiritual life and to pray and to really have the heart and the empathy and the sympathy and the apathy for those people that are going through these tough times. And it is about, my patients bring me the news every day. I don't have to turn on the weather. I don't have to turn on the news. I don't have to turn on anything, because they inform me of everything that is going on. And it is an opportunity to, for them to remember, like, that's great, but you know, who sits on our throne? You know, we are Christians. And so we really do believe that he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and that, he will take care of everything. And so we are not going to just sit by idly. We're going to do our part and we're going to act like he has asked us to be. And, but it's just a great opportunity instead of, you know, just scrolling, doom scrolling. What happens if we pray or scroll? And so like looking at that, looking at those negative things that are happening, but taking that chance to sit back and pray for those people and to see those people like God sees those people. And it really could just maybe change the way that you see the world. And so, and then you have your section of family and friends and fiction. And so, and now for my fellow parents out there, you know, family time is just blessed and stressed in 0.2 seconds. The little moments matter, but maybe bedtime Bible stories with a side of silly voices in the living room dance party for Jesus in my jam. Fictional fun is great, but making memories rooted in joy is sounds even better. And so as we walk through the time with your family and your friends, we have a teenage daughter. You have Gia that was on the podcast before, and she's the one that originally wanted to do this. And a 13-year-old girl with all the things that she has going, she wanted to go ahead and have me continue with this podcast just to continue with it. And she'll jump in whenever her life calms down. But it's about those little moments. It's about those little memories. It's about, you know, like, oh my gosh, like this is so amazing. But then you can get frustrated or you can get angry or you can get lost in your busy schedule. and your family and your friends and who you surround yourself with is so important. And we've mentioned it on the podcast so many times about how important it is to have those friends and those families, members that, you know, just surround yourself with, that edify you, that build you up, and that you're really being resourceful whenever it comes time to having your tribe, to having your people, that you are utilizing the people that God has given you to build you up and not tear you down, and really taking inventory about your most precious thing, which is your time. Who are you allowing in your time? Who are you allowing in your life? Who are you needing to weed out, but yet you don't want to, and you have like, oh, we've been friends for 20 years and it really isn't the best situation. And loving people from a distance is a thing. And selecting that tribe of those people that you can call at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, that you are praying for, that you love them like a sister or a brother, and you, their kids and their husbands and their all the things. And so it really is. And so, you know, that fictional time, and you have structured time, and you have all this other stuff. And so we used to read this book whenever Gia was little. It was a crayon book, and every color had a different personality. And so I would change my voices, and she still talks about it to this day. I mean, so she talks about how we would read books and we would have so much pretend time, and we would have creativity boxes, and we would do all these fun things, and I would make her food that looked like animals or whatever she wanted that day. We would do just fun things for lunches, and she would like, oh, I want a campfire. And so I would make her a sandwich, and I would put like a campfire on the piece of bread, and I would make like little, you know, pretzels with a little marshmallow on there. And it was just a fun way for her to know just how much I loved her and that she was worth the time and the energy to make, you know, homemade Pop-Tarts and to make homemade applesauce and make it in the little tubes, because that packaged stuff freaked me out. And so I would make her food for her, because I just felt like that was something that my mom did for me. She always, she would have a Tracy friendly Egg McMuffin in the bathroom for me in the morning in high school, and she would make it. And there was a stuff called Maggie. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it. It's just junk in a bottle, but it's delicious. It's salty, briny, and I don't even know. And she would put it with turkey bacon and cheese and an egg, and put that Maggie on there with an English muffin, and I would have a glass of something to drink, and she would make it, and she would wrap it up, and it would stay warm, and she would come and wake me up. And that's the kind of memories that I wanted for my daughter. I wanted my daughter to know that she had a mom that took time out of her schedule to make sure that she had something special every day. And then you have lunch notes, and then you have like, you know, I love you, and like just a little bit of something. And then you have the teenager that, oh my gosh, don't do that, mom. Like, what are you doing? Like, she wants Lunchables. And I thought I was going to cry the first time that she asked me for a Lunchable, because that's all what her friends had. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I just can't give you that. It's just horrible. And I felt so bad. And we pick our battles, and it's going to be fine. And so now I get to hand my daughter her cold water in the morning, and then I hand her her supplements. Because she chooses not to eat breakfast for the most part. And so it's those little functional, you know, fictional moments that you're taking time, that you're just making those memories, because the memories are what's going to last. And so as we move forward into our faith forward, what's next? And so as we wrap up today's episode, remember this, that God is in every part of our lives, laughter, questions, praise, and even true crime podcasts you can't stop listening to. It's all there. His faithfulness. And I am so grateful that we got to navigate this together. And so until next time in Fostering Faith, laugh, pray, and praise in one time. And so as we've walked through this true crime, comedian corner, faith and wellness, navigation, family, friends, and functionality of life, you have the faith to move forward, because He is with you. He is every part of our lives. He is our laughter. He is our joy. He is the author of the greatest true crime manuscript. He has wrote us a love story that we have the opportunity to read every day. And so if you love this episode, we would like for you to share it with a friend and add your stories in the comments. We would love to hear them. DM me, message me on Instagram, YouTube. We have a large following on YouTube. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It's really important for us to help guide people with their faith in this faith-filled corner of the podcast world. And so we would like to pray for you. And so, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the listeners. Thank you that we are growing and maturing in our faith and our walk with you. Thank you for fostering our faith. Thank you for the best book and scripture that you have left us, a love story that we can read. Thank you for your humor. Thank you that you are our smile, that you are our joy. Thank you for our bodies. Thank you for our wellness. Thank you for the inspiration to be better, to choose healthier foods. Thank you that we hunger for your word, that we thirst for your love. Thank you that you are the greatest news, the great news, the good news of scripture that we have to tell and share with everybody. Thank you for our family and friends that are listening to this. Thank you that you have built us up and that you edify us. Thank you for our faith that is getting stronger because you love us and you're walking with us. Thank you for everything that you do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And we hope that you guys have a great week this week. We'll see you next week. Bye.